Blog Talk Radio.
From experience, and I'm also speaking from being able to tell you that it's a risk.
Everybody has to have a core. There's something that drives me. There's something that is bigger than ourselves.
Are you kidding me? Did you really just come at me like that? You will be eliminating the people that just don't have no business coming in your direction in the first place by the way you carry yourself, the way that you speak, and everything like that. So all you're doing is eliminating and inviting the correct people in your life.
No. We want to hear the difference.
Where do y'all want to go with this? You're talking children. You're talking relationships. You're talking all kinds of things. And it blows my mind, man.
Let it go. Don't hold on to it. It makes you old fast.
Once again, welcome to the Man Up Talk Show with yours truly, Mr. Naz. Of course, the brothers in the building, the one and only brother, Edward L. Family Talk Eddie. That's my man right there. What's going on, brother?
What's good, baby? Good evening. How y'all doing?
Good evening. Good evening. Also, my brother Darryl, you know, he'll be joining us shortly. Just want to say a big shout out to Darryl Harrington, another brother. And of course, my man Hassan Black, who's behind the scenes doing what he does. What's going on, brothers? How was your week?
Nah, man. I can't buy it now. I can't buy a nap, man. But as usual, productively busy. Most of my week consisted of editing. Most of my week consisted of editing the promo commercial for my TV show coming up. It was fun, tedious, tiring. A whole bunch of different emotions all wrapped up in one, but it started off just exciting. And coming off of the pilot show last week, which went very well on the radio with you all, and then going into the editing.
Congratulations, by the way. We had 1,000 listeners with combined shows. 1,000 listeners for 1 week. That's awesome, brother. That's the first time we hit those numbers, bro.
That's great. That's great. I'm glad.
Always a blessing, man.
I'm here. Sorry. The producer, I finally had a meeting with him today to show where we are as far as progress and stuff, because I'm not sure if everyone knows, but I'm the writer of my show. I create the content. The concepts and all that stuff, whereas it's normally not like that. There's a lot of different ingredients that form one concept, but I'm pretty much the main concept because I'm so, I guess, anal, and I have to have my hands on everything, especially when you're talking about putting my name on something, because it has to look like me, because I am my brand. So, whereas a lot of people just be so fascinated or excited about having a show that they just be willing to do whatever and accept whatever just to have it, I'm the total opposite. It's like, if I don't like it, we can cut this up right now. And they look at me like I'm crazy, like, who is this guy? But I'm me, and that's the way I've always been and will remain. But it's paying off, and like I said, the whole editing process, just to see my vision come to life, because it's kind of like, you know, reading a book before you see the movie. Sometimes you see the movie and you're like, that's not the way I saw it. But to actually see the promo come out the way I envisioned it is just fascinating and was awesome to me. So, like I said, just very busy week.
Great stuff, man. I mean, you know, a lot of people don't, I mean, for those who just check out the show, you know, we started that first as a spinoff. A big shout out to the lovely Miss Sonya Raven, Raven's Closet, for having the other vision to help us to put this together.
Yeah.
I mean, you started as a concept. I mean, it just has grown so much. So big shout out to her. You know, she has an upcoming show. I definitely want to plug that right fast. She has an empowerment show for the men next week on the Raven's talk show. So you want to check out the link on Facebook and hit the link next Thursday, 7. It's going to be great. Hopefully, brother, you know, I'm not sure your availability. I told her that we'll try our best to be to tune in and also be a part of the conversation. You know, she dedicates to all the strong men out there and fathers, you know. Please, we encourage you. Check out the show. She said it's definitely going to be a good show, so check her out. Also, I just want to give a shout-out to Sig. I know she's going to listen as one of your heaviest supporters, and, of course, the lawyer who's holding it down. You know, we appreciate all that they're doing and also following the vision that you're doing, brother. I mean, it takes people to believe in the vision to get things done. So we want to give them a special shout-out.
Yes.
Definitely. You know, I'll be remorse not to give – I mean, it's just been a phenomenal week as far as even on my end, you know, just to have – this show go to the 1,000 listeners in 1 week. It's crazy, and it just, you know, I'm very happy with the progress up to the root of it, you know, the talk show developing because people are already commenting on it. He's like, listen, man, I like the fact that y'all are doing the two shows in a two-hour span. So it's definitely a blessing. When people tell you and they tell you what they like to hear and they like the experience, it's great to bring. It's great to bring that type of strong conversation and entertainment to people. So big shout out to those listeners. Also, I want to give a special shout out to Billy and Charles from the Regional American Sports Network. I linked up with them. They officially signed us as their managing company of the whole entire 19D of football. So we on deck. And we're trying to expand, brother, just like yourself, man. But it's just all part of the brotherhood and network, man. You know, big shout out to West Sports 76, the Neighborhood Sports Showdown with Jonathan and Hope. They're out of Philadelphia. They're checking us out. Big shout out to them. They are following. They are video and internet radio show and television program in the Philadelphia area. So they are definitely following, brother. And no doubt they'd be looking to link up with the producers to get that link in with to the root of it, because I was already there in the meeting talking about it. So, you know, a lot of things on that front. Also, big shout to Kevin Pryor from 950 Lounge Radio in New York. He's also going to be checking us out. So we are definitely in there, brother, expanding what you're doing, what this whole movement is doing. Also, brother, we got Best Kept Secrets is Entertainment. And PlainfieldSportsNews.com with Brother Augustine. He's also checking out the show tonight. So shout out to them. We appreciate the love and support. We are definitely growing. I mean, this is just a concept. You know, I mean, dang, bro.
Man, before you go any further, I know you're not going to do it, so I want to take the time to give you a shout out. If it wasn't for you believing in me and my mouth that tends to either get me,
me
in trouble. Yeah, exactly. People, you know, people aren't really receptive to truth, man, and just honesty. And you, even when you felt that it was a little overbearing sometimes, you still accepted me and felt that I had a voice that you felt needed to be shared, and you provided me with the platform to do so. So I appreciate you and thank you for that.
Oh, brothers, I mean, anytime, man. I mean, I'm just honored to be part of the movement, because I think we started, like, listen, man, if we're going to do this movement, let's just stay consistent. I got your back, you got mine. And I think that, you know, us in general, people in general, need to kind of have the same concept in life. I mean, your word is your bond's your life. If you say you're going to do something with somebody, then you ride with it. You do it, you know, whether through the good and bad. You know, you do it, you be a man of your word or a woman of your word. You do what you have to do. Because, you know what, it may be a little rough lumps in the beginning, but it's beautiful at the end. It really is,
yeah.
You know. But,
yeah.
but, you know, it's all part of the journey, man. I'm just very excited right now. I'm very happy for what you're doing. I'm excited because I'm like, man, my man's growing that. He's just killing it right now. So I'm just, like, really excited, man. Just, woo, on fire. Man, so the topic tonight. Listen, before we go any more shout-outs, man, the topic tonight definitely has two topics. The show, first of all, Advanced Talk Show. We're going to talk about Learn How to Let It Go. I think you're a specialty in this. And also, can you let the listeners know about, to the root of it, the topic, you know, what you're going to get into a little later on at 8:30?
Most definitely. You want me to do that now?
Yeah, let the listeners know.
Okay, But to the root of it is, if your partner does something to or for you that they clearly thought was nice, but you don't like it, do you tell them or do you keep it to yourself because it was the thought that mattered or is the thought that counts? So, again, if your partner does something to or for you that they clearly thought was just so wonderful or nice, based on how they presented it to you, and you don't like it, do you let them know, tell them that you don't like it, or do you keep it to yourself to prevent causing any kind of turmoil or anything like that just because you know that it's the thought that counts or the thought that matters? And that's going to be the topic tonight. We're going to get to the root of that tonight.
Wow, that's great stuff right there. You know, once again, for those, check out the show, Welcome to the Man Talk Show, and welcome to the root of it. You know, it's a double-headed monster. This is how we're going to throw them down tonight. Fridays is going to be a double whammy. That's how we're going to be doing it. You know, we try to give you a little bit of the Man Up panel talk. I mean, you know, with the DJ mixing, and then we get to 8:30 mark, and then Brother Eddie goes into the root of it. I mean, the topics that he goes into, he makes you kind of say, you know, damn, I didn't really look at it. You know, you may not agree with everything, but it makes you at least think about it. And that's all we ask. You know, think about the situation. Think how it stemmed, how it started. That's what To the Root of It's all about. So for those who want to check out the show, you want to call and even talk to us, that's 646.
Yeah.
646. 478-4507. You can speak with Brother Eddie or myself. We're going to let the DJ do what they do for about 10 minutes. We're going to get to this topic, brother. I know that you guys are going to break it down for us about how to let go. I mean, because some people just hold on to constant nonsense. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah. Let's do it.
So let's do it. All right, DJs, do what you do, brother. See you on 10.
I'm Till my lady's son, they came. Oh, I Yeah, just having a good time. Big shout out to all my DJs that helped hold down Crazy King. Yours truly, my man Todd G. Big shout out to Tony Humphries out of New Jersey and New York for being on and checking and showing us love, man. Just having a good time, man. It's Friday. I don't know what's happening in Virginia, but here in Jersey, New York area, we can slam with all this daggone rain.
Yeah, it's really dark and windy and it's raining sporadically. It's not consistent, but it's coming.
Yeah, we got it's
forming.
We've been getting rain since this morning. Was it this morning? Last night. So y'all, those driving bad weather, just please be careful when you're driving out there. Just talk to Brother Dow. He'll be calling shortly. He had a personal situation that someone passed away is close to him, but he says he's gonna call us that he's committed to the cause and the movement. But without further ado, let's get into the topic, bro. Tonight's topic. Sometimes you just gotta let it go. That's plain and simple. I mean, sometimes we carry on baggage we shouldn't be carrying on. Sometimes we hold on to pettiness and we hold on to past bad events. You know, whether you had a bad relationship or you through your old homie, your old friend, however you want to call your past, whatever, you hold on to bitterness. And sometimes you need to let it go, because personally, I don't know about you, man. I really don't want to hear what other people tell me about that. I'm hating on this joker. I don't like him for this reason. And I'm like, well, dad, you know, did it happen last week? Yesterday? Nah, man, it happened like 10 years ago or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, really, bro, you don't need to have this conversation with me, because I ain't going to let you bring down my joy. You know what I mean? So,
yeah,
I don't know, brother. I think, you know, you're the best person that can kind of decipher this and let some of our listeners know how we can, I'm going to say from your perspective, because sometimes we can latch on to things that you say and show enlightenment sometimes on my end. But definitely, brother, this is something especially coming to relationships, because I think even in relationships, people don't know how to let go. You know, you're not going to get further in a relationship if you don't let go of the past. You can't keep in mind that somebody's bad habits or they made mistakes, but you forgave them. You made a choice of, you know, we're still going to make it. You did this before, but we're going to still go forward. But yeah, you keep reminding that individual man or woman of their past issues. How you going to go forward in a relationship if you keep holding on to it, you know? So
that's right.
The floor is yours, bro. The floor is yours, definitely.
Honestly, when it comes to stuff like this, I can understand people being disappointed. But it's hard for me to understand when people can't let stuff go. And, of course, you know, with me, I always dig to figure out why that is. And we'll go more in detail with that in a few. But when you hold on to stuff, it's you that's creating your cloudy days. And that's what I just need people to understand, that when you hold on to stuff, you're the reason why every day it's cloudy. You're upset or you're sad or you're gloomy. You're deciding to go through all that. And my thought process is, if you don't like a movie, you don't go back and watch the movie. So why would you replay whatever it is that made you bitter or upset in your own mind every single day or every chance you get?
I'm sorry, man. I just want to just real quick. We just got Brother Dow on the line. I mean, interrupt you. Brother Dow, just want to let all listeners know that you're online. You here, brother?
Yeah.
What's up, my brothers? How's everybody doing tonight?
Excellent. What's good, brother?
Eddie, it's just one of these days in paradise. I'm on my way to a family member's wake. And yet, now, this is such a great topic. Sometimes you got to let it go. I'm going to be in the midst of two friends tonight, in less than an hour, who have this very issue about letting something go that, I mean, it was bad. It was terrible, absolutely, understand it 1,000%. But it's like 6 years ago. Didn't happen yesterday, didn't happen last night.
Yeah.
It's poison, it's killing you. It's a matter of fact, we were talking about this last week. When you're going through something and you're hating on somebody, you're hating somebody and you're all into it emotionally, that other person isn't telling
you to think about you.
They sleeping on the right side like they every night. Point blank, you the one losing sleep. They ain't losing no sleep. So, you know, you're going to go to, in this case, a wake. and you're going to act like a total horse's you-know-what because you're upset about something that happened 6 years ago. No, absolutely not. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, so, yeah, this topic is right on time because I'm walking right into it today. So I'll address this like this. Now, if one of the parties or both of the parties are listening, good. I'm glad you're listening. Just because you're glad I ain't putting your name out in the street. Because some people on these airways know who you are. So I'll put out in the street. But what I am going to put out is that it's totally ridiculous. It's sophomoric. It's juvenile. You're in your 40s, not in your teens. You know, you're not 10. You're not 11. You're grown. Yes, some things happen in life that cause great disappointment. Absolutely. Bitter. Absolutely. But don't let, you can either let that moment change you or define you, which is your choice.
Yeah.
Change is not a bad thing. Mm-hmm. Change is good. We have to evolve. We have to grow. So change is good. But to define you, you're going to let the actions of another define who you are. Really? I don't think so. I just don't think so. I mean, you can if you choose to. God gave us free will. If you want somebody else to define who you are and what you have become the man that you are based upon the action of somebody else, and this is your way of retaliating against something that was done upon or done to you X, Y, and Z ago. Really? Really? You're that small. You're that petty. No. So, no. What we have to do is not, we have to learn to let things go. God told Abraham, look, drop your folks, drop everything right here in this place right here.
Mm-hmm.
I want to move to this place over here. If you move to this place over here, I will lay a kingdom before you that will last through the generations. But you got to leave where you are.
That's right.
Sometimes you cannot get stuck on stupid or hooked on phonics. Get out of where you are. And to where you're supposed to be. If you want to be something, if you have something that has been that's in you, you have a desire to do something or to see something or to be something, you're not going to be it, you're not going to evolve into it by doing the exact same things you've always been doing. It's just not going to happen that way. Sometimes we lay back and we wait for change to happen. Sometimes we have to get up off our behinds and make it happen. Don't be afraid to fall. Don't be afraid to fail. You're going to fail. You're going to fall. We all do. It's about getting back up afterwards. But just to stay there and go, well, man, I could have done this. Or, well, man, I could have done that. Well, I could. Is that helping you out? Is that helping anybody out? No.
Right.
So we gotta be bold. We gotta dare to do. We gotta dare to be different. We gotta dare to be that person that God has intended us to be. Is it gonna be easy? Nah. Nobody ever said it was gonna be easy. But is it worth it? Oh yeah, it's definitely worth it. It's just not gonna be easy. It's not going to be handed to you, that's for sure. Look, most people that you know we call haters, they're not as much as they're hating, they're afraid. They're scared. You're willing to do something that is totally out of their comfort zone.
Exactly.
And you're willing to go someplace way out of their comfort zone. And they're accustomed to you being there with them.
Mm-hmm.
And they either have to go with you or trust that you'll come back one day. They try to discourage.
Now, you know, let me ask you a question, brother. You said haters.
Go for it.
Let's just go straight there. You said haters. Haters, is that, would that be the classification of people like, just say, you know, you want to categorize these people that hold on to pettiness, don't know how to let it go. Are those considered haters?
Not necessarily, no, but sometimes haters use that argument or that mode to excuse their haterade. You know what I mean?
I mean, but don't it sound stupid when, you know, if you were to repeat it back? I mean, I'm kind of bald. A tactic I've heard Brother Eddie done before, you know, when he does with the mentor. We talked about it in an earlier show, kind of repeating back their actions. And when you repeat it back to them, you know, you're like, damn, you know, this is, you know, so you're telling me this. You repeat it back what they did and what they said, and then they look at you with this baffled look like, oh, you being a smart ass. No, I'm not being a smart. I'm just repeating back. I just want to make sure I got it right. You're upset with this person over 6-10 years ago. And for what? This is what you're telling me. Those haters. I mean, I just want to. That's what I'm trying to figure out. You know, are they considered haters? And then, two, how do you? I mean, maybe both of you gentlemen can help me out here. How do you help people get a better understanding of how to break out of this habit? Because it's not a mistake. It's a habit. Because the people that know how to let go, how can we help those people? Even if they're listening, you know what I mean? How can we help these people?
Well, okay, let me just grab a little bit first, and then I'm gonna let Eddie just tear it up, because I'm really interested in how Eddie's going to tear it up. So, he's going to tear it up. So, let me give you the appetizer. I'm gonna let Eddie, you know, just get the main course. There's going to be dessert. There might be a meat afterwards. You know what I mean? It's going to be delicious. But I think first you have to acknowledge, what are you really mad at, bruh?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, mm-hmm. What are you really mad at? I know it ain't this one little incident that happened X, Y, and Z. It may have been the catalyst. It may have been the story that broke the camel's back. But
mm-hmm.
This be what this is. It really can. It's nothing that petty. It can be. People are hold on to this for years. You know, I can't stand this MF, or this MF did blah, 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 blah.
Right.
You know, all this garbage. I mean, seriously, look, dude, if you do not like me, that's fine. You don't have to. There's nothing that says you have to. You got to love me, though. But you don't necessarily have to like me. I got
mm-hmm.
you. So wish me best, like I wish you best, and then roll on. That's all. Plain and simple. Hey, D, what's cracking? Nothing much. How you been? Good. All right. Yo, take care. How's the family? Good. Great. All right. Peace. That's it. No more, no
okay.
less. You go one way, I go mine. We keep it moving. But when you're holding on to something, okay, it's pain. It's not really anger. Really, it's pain. You're hurt. There's something that you perceive that I've done that hurt you. What is it? Acknowledge it.
Mm-hmm.
Understand it and own it. Bring it to my attention. If I was ever a real friend, I wouldn't want to hurt you. You're
right.
My man. You're my boy. That wasn't my intention. Look, I was stupid. I was young. I did X, Y, and Z. But never was it my intent for it to cause an effect on you, especially this long. Seriously? Come on now. I'm sorry. Now, you can either accept my apology or not. That's your choice. But you can get some closure, turn the page, move forward. Don't hold on to it. Let it go. But first, to let it go, first you have to embrace it. You cannot let anything go that you don't have a grasp of. If you truly don't have a grasp of it, how can you possibly let it go?
I hear what you're saying. It sounds easy in theory, but how do you help those people that don't, I mean, they don't even come to that point of understanding? Not that we should care.
No, you bring it to
what?
How? Okay, like, let's say, Wayne, you're angry with me about, I don't know, I smashed some chick way back when that you wanted to smash, right? Just use that as an example, because we did a lot
no
of
comment.
Smash. Anyway, go past that. Anybody can listen. We did a lot of stuff when we were young. I'll just put it that way. All right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are you angry about? Me or you ain't with this chick no more. You know, neither one of us. I'm doing what I'm doing, you doing what you doing. So what are you mad about?
You know, because you had your eye on something you didn't act on and I did. You have regret. So you're upset with me because you regret something that you didn't do? Let's put it out on the table. What is bothering you? And then we can put this shit to rest. Period. I mean, another second or another day carrying this crap over any longer than we need to. Period. You know,
if I'm
that petty, if it's me, and I'm that petty that, you know, back in the day, a very long time ago, neither one of us are like this anymore, might I add. But we would rather than the fight. Way long time ago. Back in the Stone Age. Now, if I had my eye on this female, like I said, Nas is built like a Greek god and he was a DJ of world renown. Local hero. So for which I wanted to smash this chick and, you know, and not only did Nas smash it, but he gave play-by-play after it was over. Ain't no world-renowned hatery. You know, he did stuff to her that I didn't even think of doing to her. And he did it. You know what I mean? I'm swole. I'm old-fashioned kind of swole. Now, this chick ain't mine. She wasn't like my old lady or nothing. You know what I mean? This was just some chick that I was talking to, some chick that he was talking to. He got there before I did. Whether it was because I didn't act on it, or, you know, maybe she wasn't feeling me like that. Whatever the case may be. But I'm holding on to ill feelings because I wanted them tasties so bad. And he got them. You know what I mean? And you don't go visit some place that your boy already done stomped through. Come on now. That really starts confusion. So far away. Now I'm just going to have to wear that one. You know what I mean? Watch that thing jiggling all by me and everything, knowing he did all sorts of disrespectful stuff that I wanted to do. I'm hating.
Wow.
The whole thing, you know, without the joke. All right. You know, D, what you mad at? Seriously, what are you mad at? Yeah, I did it. You know what I mean? Random tricks you've done? So what are you mad about? Really? You ain't going to hit everything you wanted to hit. Neither am I. So? It's over. You weren't going to marry her. You just wanted to disrespect her like I did. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, she's all, oh, no, man.
Neither one of us was thinking about doing anything serious here. You know, this is just what we were doing. So, why are you upset? You know, you married with kids. I'm married with kids. We settled down. You know, we moved on. So, why are you upset? You know, you hooked up with old girl. You might not even be with the chick you with now. So, why are you upset? And then, you know, then I have to face my bullshit. You know what I mean? I got to look at my own shit in the eye and go, you know what? On that one, I can't front. You're right. But, you know, you were my man. You knew I liked that chick, man. So, I mean, I felt disrespected because, you know, you went after it and I didn't. But you know how our code is, man. You know how the dog code goes. Seriously. Right. Now, if you wanted to wife this chick, you should have said it. You should have said something. If you would have said, you know, man, I was thinking about wifing this chick. Well, then if I disrespected it, then you could holler on me. Then you could be upset. And then I'm right. Then I'm wrong. You know, look. She wasn't the one for you anyway, because if she really felt that way about you, there's nothing that I could have said or done that could have got her in the bed with me, period.
Mm.
So, you know, as much as it's hurtful and painful, and yes, did I take the low road? Absolutely. Was I thinking about our friendship when I was nutting on this chick? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But, kid, in the long run, I saved you a whole bunch of headaches. So, there you go. You know, so maybe we put our friendship back. It won't be what it was.
Oh, man.
At least we can get by it, move on, move forward. Key here is move on, move forward. Most folks don't, you know, embrace whatever the hell it is that's making a man in the first place. You know, it ain't because, you know, it was, you know, you said this to this one, you said that to that one, blah, 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 blah. It goes back to something a lot more deeply rooted than that. Somewhere where you think that your relationship, not necessarily what you had with somebody else, but the relationship between you two people was violated or disrespected by the other person in a matter that you feel that you would not have.
Uh-huh.
That is what your issue is. You need to embrace that issue, express that issue, and if that person really is that type of person that they would disrespect your friendship to that extent, then obviously this person is not your friend. This person is an acquaintance. Learn how to categorize people better. Move forward. Once again, move forward. But at least acknowledge it. This way you understand what it is that you're upset about. Instead of, man, this nigga, man, I let this nigga my car, gave it back. There was no gas in the motherfucker. There were condoms in the motherfucker. There was weed in it. There was cops looking over. The weed wasn't mine. Man, I had to spend the weekend in jail. I had to pay to get my car to impound. You think that motherfucker gave me money to get my car to impound? Fuck no, he ain't giving me money to get out. You know.
Wow.
All that shit is true. All that shit is real. But the bottom line is he disrespected your friendship. That is your problem. That is what you're angry about. That is what you're pissed at. Acknowledge it. You know, if the motherfucker don't come and make a straight with you, then you know he wasn't your friend. Period. Over. Now, male, female,
that's
shit, that's a totally different thing. And you just deal with that one on your own. Woo!
Ooh, brother, I mean, you were very well said from the gut and from the hood. I mean, point blank, put it on the table. Let's get what your beef is over with. I mean, I'm kind of taking back to the old school. I mean, for those young heads listening, you know, back in the day, a lot of, you know, we respected one another. You had a problem, we put it on the table. And sometimes we go to the park, we knuckle up, do what we got to do. But then, you know, we shake after. You know, either you whoop my ass or I whoop your ass, but we got it done. And it was respect, honor among thieves. I mean, you know, but Eddie, I know you can relate to this too, brother. Look, you said what you said. That's it. We knuckled up. We handled our business like men. I didn't go get 20 different guys to handle my beef with you. You know what I'm saying? You know, it was straight up man to man. And that's the problem with a lot of our, I'm going to say, society now. Oh, I'm out. This is my boy. This is my fam. I'm jumping in. No. Let them handle like men. If it was a fair one, I mean, and matter of fact, that may be a topic later. Another topic.
Shoot the fair one.
You know, it was a fair one. We need to kind of take it back to that old school. You know. Listen, you had a problem with somebody. If we can't talk it out, and every time we've seen each other, we got it in, we're going to settle this right here and right now. That's it. Yep. There was no killing. There was no craziness going on. No guns. Nah, it was straight up man to man. Listen, I don't like what you did. I'm not feeling you, whatever. We can't talk about it. But you know what? Knuckle up. Handle it. And we done. I'm like the blood from my mouth. Shake your hands. Listen, man. You want a beer?
Now I'm going to burn a cut on my lip. What you mean? Can I get a water?
Nah, that's for the non-drinkers. You know, you can throw some milk on you. Nah, but Eddie, you know what I'm talking about, brother. I mean, sometimes I think Dow nailed it about just put it out there. Stop acting like it. I'm going to say it. You can't say it. The B word, can I say it? Tell me.
Go for it.
Stop acting like a bitch. Man up. Straight up and show man up. Stop worrying about the past. Stop worrying about past. I don't want to hear it. I can't stand it. And you guys can hear me on this one. I hate when a man talks bad about their woman or their relationship. I can't stand it. Because don't come to me with your issues. I don't want to hear about, oh, man, my lady. What are you not doing? Stop playing to her. What are you not doing? Man up. Stop worrying about, oh, she didn't do this for me. Listen, man, maybe she's tired. Maybe there's other situations going on. Maybe she's not doing it because you're not doing that. So let it go. Just let it go, bro. Go forward. Try to find the solution instead of find the problem. I mean, I'm trying to bond a little tactic with my man Eddie, but I know Brother Eddie's going to go in and attack it. So, you know, Brother Eddie, we're going to go for maybe next 5 or 10 minutes with you.
attacking the topic, and we're going to go to the music, and I know Brother Dow got to go back to the awakening. You know, once again, our condolences, brother, to your family member, man, by the way. But
man,
listen, Brother Eddie, let the listeners know.
I am listening to this one. Edward. Do not hurt him, Edward.
He broke it down, Edward.
Edward, please do not hurt them. There's going to be pain. Do not hurt them. Blessings to all who are listening. Edward's my school.
No, honestly, man, it like I was saying earlier, man, when you hold on to stuff, it's you that creates your own cloudy days. You're the one that's dictating your sun versus your storm or your rain. And like I was saying earlier, you know, my thought process is if you don't like a movie, you will not go back to the movies to see that movie again. So why would you replay a terrible situation over and over again in your own head and allow your imagination to create the Othello effect? Not sure if you guys are familiar with the Othello. Just the thought process of certain things that just dramatizes a whole situation that makes it worse. It's you that's creating all those feelings and emotions. And like Daryl said, I'll put it in my own words, but you can't change the situation. You can't change the situation that you are in with the same mindset that you got into it with. So you got to shift your train of thought, and that's actually why we're here. That's why we're here. That's why the whole Man Up show was created, to help you all have a different mindset, because a lot of people still have the same mindsets that got them in the situations that they're in right now. So we're hoping that you guys are tuning in and hearing different perspectives that allow you to shift your perspective and grow out of the situation that you're in. So like I said, you can't change the situation that you are in with the same mindset that you got in the situation with. So that's the beginning of the process, like Daryl said. And they are telling you what you can't do. People are telling you, as far as the haters, like Daryl was talking about, people are telling you what you can or can't do based on their abilities. Keep that in mind before you get upset about somebody telling you what they can or can't do. They're telling you that based on what they feel they can or cannot do. And it's not even necessarily hating. It's just that's their reality. And people's reality, they assume is your reality. So before we start getting mad and upset with people, just be cognizant of what's really going on. Your vision or your passion that Daryl was speaking about is your vision and your passion. And it was given to you as your gift and something that God wants you to make a change over, and not necessarily what somebody else is supposed to do. It's your job.
That's right.
Own it, take it, and don't allow anybody to shift you off course from bringing that passion that was birthed inside you to fruition. As far as getting to the root of why you are the way that you are in regards to not letting that situation go, let's keep it funky. You think highly of whoever you are holding on to the past situation about. There's no way you can be mad at anybody unless you feel some kind of way about them.
You gotta say that again, so listen. I gotta bookmark that, bro. I mean, you got the bowl going on right here, bro. Say that again. What you just said.
Let's start and understand what's going on. You think highly of whoever you are holding on to the past situation about. Otherwise, whatever they said or did to you will roll off of you like water on a duck's back. It would not bother you. So, for someone to have that kind of power over you, they mean something to you, which to me says that it's a relationship worth trying to get to the root of the problem. So you should bring it to them, and they might not even know about it. That's what kills me, man. You hear about these things that went on for 6 or 7 years, and by the time you hear the whole story, it didn't even really go down the way that you thought it went down. And half the time they thought you did something that you didn't do, and then y'all get clarity and realize that y'all wasted all of that time because nobody was man enough to go to the person and say, yo, this is how I received what you did. Is this the way you intended to bring it to me, or is this the way that you intended to attack me, or I know we're not big on saying hurt my feelings, but is this the way that you intended on this being perceived or looked at? And you'll either get a yay or nay. I'm glad you guys brought up the whole handle it like men, not 20 deep, man to man. That's another reason why a lot of situations go down the way that they do. I remember when I was in school, I was cognizant of that. Like, a lot of people, it's a lot of fights that happen that don't even, that would not have happened had it been done appropriately or the way that it's done. For example, if you go to a dude and you go to his face and talk about whatever problems that you had in front of a whole bunch of other people, his pride is going to say, I don't want to fight this dude. I'm really scared of this dude, but there's no way I can walk away. There's no way I can walk away from this without people talking about it. You feel, it's the reality. It's the reality. And the way I handle stuff, like especially in school or something like that, if I had a beef with you, if you did something that I felt was disrespectful, I had a problem with it with you, what I would do is I'd tap you on your shoulder and say, yo, can I talk to you in the bathroom for a minute? They will come, follow me in the bathroom. I make sure there's nobody in the bathroom to see what's going on. I tell you what you did and the problem that I had with you. I let you know if this happens again, what I'm going to do to you, and then from there, you can respond. If you really wanted to fight me, we would have knuckled up in the bathroom. More than likely, the dude addressed, he's like, yo, I didn't mean nothing by it or whatever, and it never happened again. Now, had I taken that same approach in front of a whole bunch of other people, that dude is going to have to defend himself, even if he didn't even want to fight me or didn't have any kind of beef with me. He's going to, due to peer pressure and all other kinds of things, just trying to save face, he's going to respond to me in a manner that might get his behind whooped. And it's something that he's going to leave with saying, I ain't even want to fight the dude in the first place. Because all these people was there, I had to, you know, come to my own honor. And my whole thing was I was cognizant of stuff like that, and I was always mature in my mentality to know that a dude might try to fight me over surprise stuff, and it might not have to go there. So let me go and holler at you man to man. For one, for me to take you out of an environment of a whole bunch of people and bring you into an area with none, let you know how serious I am about whatever it is I'm talking about. And it shows that I respect you as a person and as a human being, and I'm just going to let you know what the real is, and you make a decision based off that. I'm going to give you what happened and give you the consequences of if it happens again. I always believe in giving people a warning before I respond to them, whether it's a tongue lashing or I just have to give you a body shot or a bust you in your mouth. And you had an opportunity to fix whatever it is that you caused to happen to you.
No, it's got to happen, bro.
Another thing, man, the only reason people aren't able to let some things go, and this is serious, the only reason people aren't able to let some things go is because they think that they can control other people's reactions and responses. This is where this is an epic fail. It's the biggest reason why people have beef and problems with others and arguments and everything like that, because of you going into certain things with an outcome in mind. And when that outcome does not align with what you had in mind, now there's an issue, there's disconnect, and there's a problem. There's discord with the way that you already thought in your mind. That's the first thing I try to get people to do, especially like if, you know, I had people that came to me, they had issues with their mom all their lives and all the stuff like that. And you know what? They built up enough courage to let their parents know what they did wrong or where they lacked, whether it's their father or their mom. And I'm like, I support what you're about to do. You should tell your father or your mom what's going on. But, and this is a serious but, what do you see in your head happening after you tell them? What do you see in your head happening after you tell them? Because if you see your mom and dad smiling and embracing you and hugging you and saying, I'm sorry, you might want to reconsider another thing happening. They might try to rebut what you said and shift it to prevent taking blame or whatever. Then you're really going to be hurt. And you need to just people need to get to the point where they're just going to share whatever it is that they need to share without assuming that you're going to respond a certain way and just getting it off of your chest, freeing yourself of whatever it is that's in your spirit to free. And without the mindset of, and after I tell them, then this is going to make it better. Because that's when you get mad. Man, tell my girl this, and then we going to kiss and hug, and everything's going to be all good. And then you do it, and you don't get nothing for like 3 weeks. He like, this is some BS. I shouldn't have even told her. I shouldn't have even told her, whatever. Because in your mind,
I should have kept it quiet.
Exactly. In your mind, you had it planned to go a certain way, and that's the most dangerous thing you can do is try to assume or predict the actions of other people, or assume that you can influence the acts or actions of other people. Another thing that people need to understand.
Exactly. Now, I want to hold you right there. Now, said about the relationship. I want to come back to the relationship because it's very important. Now, we talked about manning up. We talked about letting things go. I want to get into the DJ set and come right back, and I want to, you know, kind of finish up the show, the man show on this topic with the relationship aspect of letting go. Because, you know, people can't, you know, I think you are absolutely correct. You can't progress in your relationship unless you address the problem. You can't keep sweeping under the rug. You can't have an alternative motive, like you just kind of put out there thinking of, well, if I do this, I'm going to get this. No. This is what you need to do. You know, deal with the ramifications after the fact. Put it out on the table. Don't do it expecting something in return. Do it because it needs to be done. I mean,
exactly.
And I think people need to understand that rationale. I mean, just sitting here listening to you, brother, and I mean, we talk behind the scenes, and Brother Dow and many other positive brothers, it makes me realize, you know, it just has to be done. So I want to come back to this topic in the next 10, and then we're going to close it out with that strong statement, and we're going to come into the root of it because it's going down.
All right,
no doubt. So once again, welcome to the Man of Talk Show. Please feel free to call in. The number is 646-478-4507. We're having a good time. It's rainy in Jersey and New York area, and it's cloudy and misty. But, you know, we're going to let it go because we're going to have a good time tonight, and we want you just to be part of the movement. Once again, check it out.
Of all time, and she changed my Maybe if you treat me right, up all the shirts. You don't believe the stories. You know that they're all right. That you want to stick around, and I just don't know why. Baby, you what I do.
I'd be coming home
back to you every night, doing you right.
You deserve
the best. Head to the
grave.
I just wanna show you you are. You should let me love you. Let me be the one to give you everything you want and need. Baby, good luck and protection. Making your selection. Show you the way love so old.
Woo! Feeling good right about now. Feeling good, real good right about now. Once again, shout out to the Shadow World Squad for holding it down. Crazy K is rocking in Orange, New Jersey, doing what he does. DJ Ty D is over in New York, rocking in Manhattan. So, you know, New Jersey, New York, Virginia, North Carolina is on the check-in. Georgia, I know you're checking Big Shot to Tina, by the way. I know you missed the show last week, but we're going to keep on representing. But once again, off to the Man Talk Show, as we come to the tail end of the show, it's been great so far. We've been going to the topic, you know, sometimes you got to let it go. And so we're going to come back with Brother Eddie. We got about 15 minutes before we can start the next show. Brother Eddie, we're going to go to the relationship part.
Brother Yeah, I'm here.
No doubt. I think you left off. Just let our listeners know. You let our listeners know a little bit about the relationship aspect of letting go and how we go forward. I mean, can you help, you know, some of our listeners in relationships, whether young or old, how do you let it go to have a better relationship?
It's crazy as it sounds. It's as simple as a decision. It's as simple as a decision. And what people have to keep in mind is you'll never see yesterday or tomorrow. So you might as well make the best out of it today. No matter when you can think about tomorrow, but when you wake up, it's going to always be today. You'll never be able to go backwards and fix yesterday. So you just got to take what came with today and appreciate it. But if you can't even appreciate today, you can't move on. And like I said, what a lot of things that we fail to do is realize that I don't care who you are, you messed up in your relationship somewhere. I don't care which side of the coin you are, you messed up. And just like you expect them to forgive you for whatever you did, you should do the same thing with them. We fail to put ourselves in the predicament of what we're trying to put others in. And because of that, we struggle to move on. And it's not until you do that you're going to be able to move on. You're getting so caught up in what he did or what she said. If it's that bad, I hate to say it, man, and you feel like you can't let it go, which I think you can. And I'm just being honest that it doesn't really matter what the situation is. I think you can. Well, if you even stay this long, you might as well have. then leave. And apparently, it's not enough for you to leave. So if you're going to stay, you might as well try to figure out how in the world am I going to get over this. And it goes back to what we were talking about last week, which is forgiveness. If you can't forgive, or if you're mentally stuck in the past, you'll never be able to appreciate the present. Your relationship has a glass ceiling, and you are stuck wherever that issue came from. The date that issue stemmed or came is the day that you guys have put a glass ceiling on your relationship, and you guys are never going to grow and be better in what it is that you guys are trying to have. It's a decision that you have to make. Like, is this person worth me continuing to go on with? Do you trust that they're sincere and really trying to make it work? And do you want to make it work? And then from there, you're going to have to make a decision because, for one, you decided to be mad. And it all comes from, like I said, you had high expectations of that person. You're definitely disappointed in what they did. But where do you go from there? you have to make a decision. Are you going to accept that, okay, they are human, they have potentially made a mistake, or they made a poor decision that at the time they didn't feel that it was bad, or they're upset that they got caught, but like I said, at that point you should know who you're with. And if it's a continual thing, okay, yeah, you might want to go ahead and move on. But if it's the first time that they did it and they seem sincere about their apology and trying to get it right or whatever, and you feel that they're worth going on, you're going to have to make a decision to accept their apology and forgive them. And we've already discussed last week that forgiveness does not mean you bring it up again. After you forgive, it's over. And when you really forgive, when you think about what they did, when you think about what they did, it does not affect you anymore. That's true forgiveness. Now, a lot of people say they forgive, but if you're forgiving, or you say that you forgave, but you still get irritation when the topic comes up, or you see an episode on TV that said the man did this, or you found this in your phone, and you got to turn over and look at him or her, and you roll your eyes. you're not over it. You didn't forgive them. So, like I said, it's okay to remember, but if you're the one, if you remember, that's a good one. Dang, I just pulled that. Thank you, God. It's good to remember. It's good to remember, but if you're the reminder, you did not forgive them.
Wow. You know, hold on. That's not like getting a fortune cookie, brother.
God just dropped that on me, so I can't. That's copyrighted. If I say I said it, I'm the vessel. I said it's fine to remember, but if you're the reminder, you did not forgive them. So if you're the one that reminded them of what they did, you did not forgive them for what they did. Granted,
wow,
you will remember stuff is going to trigger
it. That was good. I mean, damn, we need to market that one. We are still talking about the season. That was a good one.
if it caused you to bring it up or whatever, you did not forgive that person, and you guys are still stuck. Your relationship will remain where it is, and it will never grow. You have created a glass ceiling, and you guys will not be as successful or prosperous in a relationship as you can potentially be. And that's sad. That is so sad. You see it all the time, man. You see it all the time.
Right. But now, I hear you, brother. We talk about the relationships. We talked about the pettiness in friendship. We talk about the relationships. We talk about men. You know, we don't talk as men. I mean, ladies, you know, feel free to call in now. We can only speak from a male perspective. Now, what about health-wise? Can you tell some of our listeners, because I hear this all the time with older people, especially those people that live, you know, long years, long marriages, how, listen, young man, you hold on to that crap, you make you die early age. I mean, can you explain to some of our listeners how holding on and not letting go of negativity can actually affect your health?
Oh, my goodness. Most definitely, like we were saying earlier, like to hold on to something, all right, put it this way. Let's talk about the placebo effect. I'm not sure if you know what the placebo effect is, but the placebo effect is it's a study where people have had body issues or some kind of hurts or what have you, and they did a study where they took a group of people in a room that they all had the same pain or issues or what have you, and they gave them a pill that was really to help them heal whatever that pain or whatever it was that they were going through. It was given to them to help them heal. Then there was another group that was they were given a pill that looked the same, but it was a placebo pill, which is normally sugar, not really something to help them. And they all took the pill. The study showed that some people that had the pill that was supposed to heal them, they got healed, as well as the people that were given the placebo pill and told that it was a pill that was going to help them get healed, healed them health-wise. So they took it, and because in their mind it was supposed to help them, their bodies followed suit. So What I mean by it is, but it's an okie doke, but it's not. It's actually us not realizing the power that we have as being God's creatures and Him creating us in His image, that we can heal ourselves. The way that we feel and the way that we think is based on our thought process. I mean, think about it. Let's be real. Doctors, I give them all the credit in the world, but you can't fix a broken bone. All you can do is attach the bone. The body does the work itself. So we were created to heal ourselves, but we are the ones that continue to keep ourselves in an unhealthy state by our thought process, which is why I talked about stop replaying that movie in your head. Shift your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you feel about a person, it's a decision that you make. And I, like most of the things that I teach or I share, it's mostly preventative medicine. But if you can adopt it and just begin to apply it, it's also something that can help your current situation because you're aware of it. The awareness in itself can cause you to be able to shift. So if you do not go into it with the mindset of this is how she's going to respond or this is how they're going to react, then you leave. You go into it with, like you said, sharing what you need to share, and whatever happens, happens. Just you doing what you're supposed to do. Share whatever you need to share, but you cannot judge or you cannot control how another person is going to respond or react to you. No one has control over anyone else. People can influence people, but no one control how someone else or predict how someone else is going to respond. So it's better to just go into it with the mindset of I'm just sharing this, whatever happens, happens. That way you cannot disappoint yourself and be upset or bitter about their reaction or response because you never had an expectation about how they were going to respond in the first place. And like I said, and like we're talking about, once you get bitter and everything like that, that stress in itself, it can cause ulcers. It can cause just terrible things as far as your stomach and stuff is concerned, and it literally ruins your health.
Wow. I mean, listeners, please understand. I mean, when we talk to you, we talk from perspective either through experience, what we have learned. I mean, it's all part of letting go. I mean, right now, we have about 2 minutes left. I wanted to have some closing remarks just on my behalf, and then my brother Eddie, and of course, we got to go to the next phase. What we do here at the Shadow Lords Radio, to the root of it, my man, I'm excited about it. I really want to hear my man going on this topic. You know, please take it from experience. Those listening, please learn to let the small things go. Life is too short. You know, it's a shame as families. Sometimes you see a family union more at a funeral than a social event. And it's sad because you couldn't let go past differences. And you have to come to a place, you know, where there's a point where someone's passed away, and you have to come together to learn and let go. So please, I encourage, I beg those, even in my own family, because I'm guilty of that as well, but I'm learning as I get older. But it's a shame. I don't want to wait till it's too late. So for those that's listening, let it go. Let it go. Learn not to hold it in, and you can live longer. You have a better life. You can't control what other people do, but you can definitely control what you do. Don't worry about what the next person is doing. Do what you can do. And if you come to the table, you put on the table like, you know, Brother Darrell said and Brother Eddie said, you put on the table and you say, listen, what is your problem? What's the beef? If they can't answer that beef, you know, that's on them. You did what you part. Let it go. You did what you have to do. Let it go. You live much longer. Also, I want to give a special shout out. In City of East Orange, one of my hometowns, a young lady, Aquila Flood, was shot in the head while she was asleep in the bed. You know, it's sad. Young lady, turning 18 in the next couple of days, and she was set to go to the prom next week. And she was nominated the prom queen already. Died in her bed because of her ex-boyfriend. Now, allegedly, the ex-boyfriend has been identified in East Orange, New Jersey. We want to pray for the family. It's on channels, you know, all local news up here. We pray for the family and pray for her, you know. And we, please, if you have a problem, young people, especially young people, older people, doesn't matter, talk it out. It's not worth taking somebody's life. It's not really worth it. So we want to give prayers and condolences to that family from Shadow Worlds, my brother Eddie, Darryl, and everybody else and listeners. You know, because that young lady was a very beautiful young lady, Aquila Flood, very beautiful, bright, young lady, and then to all the families out there, and all the kids who have lost somebody. You know, I heard, and I was going to say this little last part, you know, I heard a couple of students that demanded to me, said, I'm not going to the prom, I'm upset. No, you go to the prom, because that's what she wanted to do, and you go, you live your life. It's unfortunate it happened to her, but you still have to live your life. People are going to die all the time, people are going to come and go out of your life, but you still have to live your life. You have to let it go. Don't let her, what happened to her, be your burden to carry. You know, because, you know, unfortunately, that's the world we live in. You got to learn to let go and go forward in life. And then hopefully you can do something positive in honor of her, hopefully. So, students, if you're listening, East Orange Campus High School, keep your head up. Keep doing what you're doing. Go have a good time at the prom, because they have something special just for that young lady and all you young people. Y'all deserve it. Y'all earned that time. So, please, 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 you know, let go and go forward. I mean, that's the best I can tell you. Brother Eddie, I mean, we got about maybe a minute before we close out. Any closing remarks before we bring it up?
If I went over, it just bleed into my show. Nah, but I'm joking. letting it go. Oh my gosh, that you said something that is something that I'm glad that you said. It's you said let the small things go. Let the small things go. The reason why you have to let the small things go is because the small things are just a buildup of all of the big things that it ends up being. Only that the big things that you have are just a compilation of the small things that you let go. You let all the small stuff go, it built up, your cup ran over, and you snapped and made it a big thing. So if you let the small things go, you'll never experience the big thing that's causing problems, especially in your relationships. How many of y'all have said, people say, and another thing, and when you did this, and you like, dang, where did that come from? I didn't even know I did that 4 years ago. You've been holding up evidence and stuff to bring up to this point in a relationship. So definitely let the small stuff go or address the small stuff. And another thing, the way that you know that you've mastered letting things go, because I don't want people to fall back into it. The way that you know that you've mastered letting things go is people will look at you different and sometimes, actually oftentimes, think that you're insensitive. Mm. I need y'all to chew on this and understand this because I am so good at letting things go, people actually wonder if I have a heart. No, I just understand. No, I'm dead serious. I understand that if I hold on to whatever that is, it's going to cause me to shift the way I feel and the way I think. And it's like, for what? For one, it normally doesn't have anything to do with me. It can't change me or change my destiny or anything like that. So I'm going to talk about it, and I let it go. And people are like, dang, how can you be like that? Because I know it's a decision. Y'all, you guys are deciding to let all this fester and build up and get all upset and irate to the point of wanting to go to war. When it's a decision that you guys are making, just like I'm making a decision that it's not that deep, I'm going to keep it moving. And people are like, man, but this happened. I know. You gave me all the facts. Matter of fact, I know the facts better than you do. But nothing's going to change by me being mad or upset. Keep it moving. So no. The way that you'll know that you have mastered letting stuff go is people are going to look at you different and be like, well, dang, normally you would have went off and smacked old boy or whatever, but now you just different. Oh, yeah, I'm different in the sense that my health is better. I'm not as stressed. I sleep well at night when I can sleep, and I'm not sleeping because I'm stressed. It's just because I'm busy doing productive stuff, and you guys are wasting your life and time on some stuff that ain't even going to do nothing to you, like whether LeBron James is better than whoever else. That is not productive. Sorry, I had to do it. But and that's just it, man. People getting stressed over nothing. Like, really? Get over it. Let it go.
Wow. I mean, with that being said, let's go. Listen, once again, thanks for listening to the show, the Man of Talk show. We're going to go right into to the root of it. We're going to do a brief little interlude on the intro. And we're going to come back with a topic is from Brother Edward L. Fairley. So once again, we welcome everyone to the Root of It show.
He's beginning to believe
the body cannot live without the mind.
It's that's what they're just waiting for. We're going to sit back on it for a while and let them sweat on it.
No, we got to talk.
Hold on.
basically, communication starts with self first. You have to first know yourself and figure out the process of learning how to understand you.
What are you?
I'm complicated.
You know, I just came to check up on you.
The radio show called To the Root of It.
This is my passion.
To the root of it.
So, getting to the root of the things that we do, communicating in a manner that they understand why, so that they can now work on trying to break a habit.
To the root of it.
When someone does the opposite of what is quote unquote common sense.
To the root of it.
But if common sense is common, everybody would know to do it, and there would be no need to correct someone or tell someone that they're not doing what everyone knows is common.
Okay, I've digested what he said to me in good faith. Now let me see if I can expand upon it and try to make it work for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, introduce
Edward L. Fairley.
The radio show To the Root of It.
It's time to keep your appointment.
Yes, we are back. Back to the Root of It. Once again, welcome to the show. Right now, you're on deck right now with the one and only brother, Edward L. Fairley, and this is To the Root of It, the Polly Show, but there are a lot of big things going on with To the Root of It. So, once again, welcome to the movement. Things are going down. I mean, I got to call in also, Brother Eddie. Are we on deck, brother?
Yeah, oh yeah, most definitely, and accepting all callers. So please do call in and share your opinions and perspectives on this whole topic, because I'm interested to hear people's logic behind this. But you're about to say something now?
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, I see the switchboard. Someone wanted to comment on the young lady that passed away on telling the show. I know we ran into a minute over. Just
that's fine, man.
You know, let so you want to do we gonna do?
Of course, let her in.
All right, no doubt. Welcome to the Man Talk Show. Who we got online?
This is Tony Shannon. Hey, let's chat about the New Jersey. I didn't hear what I came in from work, and I called as soon as I got in because I wanted to hear what Eddie was saying, so I didn't understand what was going on. But what I want to say to Eddie is congratulations on your baby.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness,
that.
He's adorable. But go ahead and talk what you were saying, because I didn't get in on it because I came from work and just called in and just wanted to hear what was going on.
Oh, well, actually, I mean, we just began To the Root of It, and we were just about to just bring up the whole topic in itself and find out people's views and perspectives and opinions on the actual topic of To the Root of It.
Oh, Lord. What was the topic?
Yeah, we haven't started yet, so if you would like to stay online and give your input in the view, you're more than welcome.
Okay, this is my show. All right, I'm welcome.
I believe Sig is eventually going to call in as well. I think she texted me and told me that she was going to be coming in. I'm not sure what the switchboard is looking like right now, Nas, but I'm going to go ahead and get into the
topic. Yeah, I'll play you on right now.
Okay.
Welcome to the Root of the Show. I believe we have the loveliest Sig online.
Hello.
Is my Raven here?
No, that's Sig. That's Signature. That's not Raven.
Hi, Sig. How are you doing?
I am doing just PC. I couldn't help but laugh the first half of the show. That was hilarious.
That's what we do on Shadow World.
I'm sitting here tripping. I'm in a restaurant and people are looking at me. I was laughing too hard. I'm going to really have to tip my waitress. Like, oh, my God, no girl's a hoe. We'll keep it moving. Okay, anyway, yeah. Hi, guys. How are you doing? Hi, Nas. Nas, you are great. I agree with the shout-out Eddie gave you earlier, most definitely.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure working with Eddie, like Brother Eddie, right? So we're positive and strong people.
got to.
Yes.
Got to.
He is great. He is wonderful.
All right, let's get
okay,
to that topic,
well,
y'all.
Eddie, I think you want to go to the topic, right?
Yeah. Let's go on to get into the topic. The topic today is, ladies and gentlemen, if your partner does something to or for you that they clearly thought was nice by the way that they presented it to you or didn't, and you don't like it, do you tell them that you don't like it, or do you keep it to yourself because it's the thought that counts? So the thought.
Can
that
I answer
matters.
That?
You go ahead first. And whenever you give your answer, you have to reply with your why. Why did you choose that statement? Okay?
Oh, damn. oh, Lord. If I don't like it, my partner should know me by now not to do something that I don't like. I'm not going to say I'm going to accept it, but my facial expression will let you know, like, for real.
So the question is, are you going to tell them or are you not?
Heck to yeah. I am, again I say, I am Tony Shannon. I'm the chatterbox of New Jersey. I'm going to tell you, I don't like this.
Okay.
I don't like
now,
it.
Why?
If I
why
don't like it, if I, because I'm simple. Let me explain something to you.
Uh-huh.
I am very simple. I like certain things. I'm not big on extravagant. I'm not big on little. But at the end of the day, you should know me if I'm your partner that she'll like a rose on a Monday, but she won't like lobster on Wednesday. She like it on Thursday. This is the things that you're supposed to know about your partner.
Okay. All right. So
Go ahead. Now, if these are the things that you're my partner, now you might surprise me, and I'll be like, okay, it depends on the day of the week.
Okay.
You might surprise me and say, okay, well, I did this for you today, but it's, you know, being partners and being in a relationship is totally different and understanding each other. Now, we can sit up here and we can talk about this all day. At the end of the day, if I don't like something and you already know I don't like it, don't do it.
But what that? Oh, I wouldn't think, but we'll get more into that later, but I hope that somebody wouldn't intentionally do something that you don't like. The whole point of them doing it is because they thought that you would get a response out of them. I mean, they would get a response out of you that made you feel special or that they liked you. But let's go to the other people and figure out what their answers are and their why. Nas?
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go. Let's go.
Nas, what's up?
Because if I don't want you to do something on Monday, don't do it on Thursday.
You can't. We're going to come back. We can't.
All right, let's go. Let's go. All right, let's go. All right, I'm here for the night. How you doing?
Nas, where you at?
Yo.
What you going to do, man? If your partner does something to or for you and it clearly thought it was nice, but you don't like it, are you going to tell them or are you going to keep the peace and consider the fact that it's a thought that... It's a thought
that...
Not
lie, neither, nasty. You better not lie. You better not lie, nasty.
Hold on, let him go, Tony. Go ahead.
All right, this is a rough one. I'm going to tell you why. All right. Because, I like this. But you say the wrong thing with some women? God, good performance. I mean, when you get a little bit of a quiet thing. I mean, so you got to kind of play the devil's advocate. I mean, this is a tricky question,
but
brother.
But yes, you just lied.
Hold on, Tony, let him
know.
Everybody can say,
you know why? Because if you lie, check it out. If you lie and you say you like it and you don't, and you come back later on, that's a whole other argument.
My gosh.
So what you going to do, man? This is a reality. This stuff happens all the time, man. What are you
going to
do? And
what?
See,
so she brought you some full balloons. So, wait a minute. Let me ask you this question. So she brought you some full balloons, and you like boxes, and you gonna say she brought it to you on a Wednesday
Tony.
Or a Thursday? Come on,
Tony,
Nasty,
Tony,
stop lying.
Tony, let him get his stuff out.
All right, I ain't gonna say nothing.
We gonna get it right.
All right,
let him finish. Go ahead.
My heart says see something, but my better sense, the maintain peace is lost.
Because I gotta live here.
Nah, you are hedging around it. Answer the question.
Exactly, answer the question, man.
I
know how to get an answer from Nas. Nas, we just left a show called Man Up. We asking you a question. What are you,
what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Grab your nuts and man up. Let's do this.
You know what? I know I'm sitting there on that one. You know what? I'm going to man up.
What are you going to do?
Why would I do this?
Nasty ain't going to take the food balloons. He's going to take the boxes. I'm telling you. He's going to tell you, I don't like them.
Nas is going to take what they give and keep the peace. Am I right, Nas?
Yeah.
Come on now.
You gonna take the piece? You gonna keep the piece?
Probably gonna keep the piece.
Alright.
Yeah.
So basically, he's gonna take the gift, and he's not gonna say anything because he wants to keep the piece. Thank you, Nas. Now, Sig.
Yes.
What are you going to do, and why?
I am going to take the gift, as I say. You know, I don't like this, right?
How you doing? There you go. Hello.
I'm doing that because my reason, because my facial expression is going to tell you, I'm saying, what the fuck did you give me this for?
Thank you. And
I'm living on experience because I had an ex-husband. And this is one of the reasons why he's an ex. I hated gold, and he bought me gold everything. And I finally said, why the hell do you keep doing this? And he goes, because it's what I want you to have. I said, okay. And don't remember that. I'm going to take it because they went through the effort, and I'm going to smile, and I'm going to say, thank you, but you know I don't like this.
Can he buy you some bamboo earrings?
Oh, we're going to buy you some bamboo earrings.
Yeah,
no, every earring he got me, he even had earrings made for me, and I promise you they were gold. It's like, really, dude, I don't like stones. Why you make me this big ass? Yes.
Uh-huh.
It's just crazy madness.
Okay. Nasty don't want to fess up to the point that she gave him fruit balloons or boxes, and now what you...
And now we're going to be wearing some damn tidy whities, and your nuts going to be screaming, let me go.
All right, now. I'm sorry, Eddie.
We're supposed to behave. Go ahead, keep going.
No.
What's the next question?
It's the devil's advocate time. Now, Tony, you got to relax. Relax.
Yeah, he'll get on you. He got me laughing.
All right, I'm good. What's the next question? Let's tell me what you want me to
do. The question for you is, okay, dang, you done made me lose the tag on question. Okay, all right, now.
I do that to people.
So if and when you reply to them in that manner, and they clearly feel like you just shattered their dreams, and there is clearly tension that's really thick in the room, how are you going to respond to that? And are you wrong, or if they come at you and say that you're ungrateful? Especially, you made a statement. You made a statement earlier and said that your mate or your partner should know you enough to not do stuff. But in a relationship, you guys are learning each other. So to come at someone with the assumption that they should know you is really preventing them from learning you by trying different things to try to make you happy or just do something just out of being nice or loving. So. How do you respond? Are they wrong if they come at you and say that you're ungrateful and just rude or disrespectful?
Okay, let me ask the question. Can I ask the question? How long have we been together?
No, it don't have time. It don't have nothing to do with time. It's all to do with what they did. how you responded to what was done. It could be a new, it could be old. It doesn't matter. In the end, it's going to be a new situation that happened because they brought it to you in hopes that they were going to make you happy or do something nice for you.
Okay.
But your response was you don't
can
like
I answer it.
It? So,
now,
yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
If I like blue, don't bring me yellow. If I like blue and you're in a relationship with me, don't bring me yellow. That's it. That's all I got to say. How you doing? That's all.
But,
next.
But you still haven't answered the question. The question is if they respond to you, your response by saying, I don't like this, and say that you are rude or
I'm ungrateful
or whatever. Yeah. How would you?
Me ungrateful? But... How
yes.
I cater to, all right, now you're getting ready to get my response. If I cater to your needs when you need everything that you're supposed to get, if I like blue, why you bring me yellow?
That's answering with a question. That's not answering the question.
No, it's not. If I'm doing everything, you getting everything that you get, you like roses, purple oranges, collard greens, macaroni cheese, turkey wings, and everything else, and you bring me something you know that I feel some type of way about,
so
why would you do that?
So basically, all right, I'll play your game.
Okay.
Let's go there.
Okay.
If they came to you, basically what you're saying is you would be in a relationship whereby you think that someone would come to you and intentionally bring you something that you don't like. It's basically based on what you said. You think that that's what people would do. Okay, so first of all, my question would be, why would you be in a relationship like that, and why is that considered a relationship? Because that's not a good reflection on you and what you did. That's the first thing. And second, if that is the issue or what have you, for you to respond that you don't like it or to respond with a question, that just leaves them not knowing and not being able to do anything innovative or new.
Wait a minute.
That means you're not growing and you're not trying anything new to find out who you are.
If I am, if you're in a relationship, this is my – and I'm responding to what you're saying to me. If I'm in a relationship and we've been in a relationship for maybe how long is this relationship supposed to last?
It doesn't matter.
Okay,
no,
it doesn't matter.
All
right, we're
forever.
In a relationship. We're in a relationship.
Uh-huh.
You're supposed to know each other's likes and don't likes.
No, you're supposed to.
If you're in a relationship with someone, you're supposed to know your likes and your don't likes. Now,
okay.
We could be in a relationship, and as you say, we're going to play this game. If I'm in a relationship with you, you should know my likes and my don't likes.
Dislikes.
You should know me by now enough, 4 years, 2 years, 1 year. You should know I don't like red roses. I like yellow roses. I don't like this. I don't like that. No. This is not, you don't bring me something that I don't like.
Okay, let me ask a question, Tony, because I'm about to get kicked out of this restaurant.
I'm about to do.
Okay, this is the thing. No matter how long you've been with somebody, if you're doing a good work relationship, you guys are still getting to know each other. Okay, let's say the idiot never knew I didn't like gold. We've been together for 5 years. Even though my wedding set is platinum, and he's never seen me wear gold, but he saw these gold earrings and he thought they were nice. And he bought me this because he doesn't know yet that I don't like gold because I haven't
But how long
yet.
Have you been in a relationship?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Because I didn't hold
the
Spanish Inquisition with him. We're still learning each other.
Okay,
so
I understand what y'all saying.
Okay, but that never came up. It never came up that you didn't like that.
Exactly.
He surprised you with something, so it's new. It may be something new. It may be something whole that you guys have not talked about.
If he surprises you with something at the first year, or however time.
Why do you keep putting the time on it? It's a surprise.
I don't.
It's a surprise.
Huh?
It's
a surprise. It has no time limit on a relationship. It's just a surprise.
It's a surprise.
I wouldn't expect it.
Okay, and on top of that, let's go back, because you said if you provide them with everything that they want, they like collard greens and all that stuff. We just found out that we're getting to the root of it, that some people accept gifts and they don't really like them, but to keep the peace, they don't. So you don't, you're not really sure as to whether they really do like those things that they did, I mean, that you provided for them. They might be just trying to keep the peace and really resenting you in their mind. That's not necessarily truth, but we're going to go to other people for lack of time so that we can make sure that they get their thoughts out and share what their feelings were. Sig, if they felt that you were ungrateful, or they said that you were ungrateful because you didn't receive it or what have you, how would you respond to that? And would you feel that they're valid in their statement, or at least have a little validation in what they stated?
Okay, I think that they would have some validity in their statement, but keep in mind, I'm saying I'm accepting my gift, and I'm saying it with a smile on my face. And then to just get rid of any tension, because I know that this gift is not me, I'm just going to strip, because I'm not willing to argue with you over a damn gift.
I heard that. I got you. Nah.
I'm stripping. We ain't arguing.
What's going on?
Question. My question to you is, keep in mind, you say it's a dish that she made for you and you did not like it at all. You to keep the peace, you didn't say anything, or you said, this is good, babe, because she made it for you and she just tried to do something nice for you. When you come home and you're really, really hungry, you had a long day's work, and she decided, because you remember, you said, I do like that meal that she made for me that you really didn't, that she was going to make sure that you came home to that dish that you said that she liked. Now, when she begins to consistently make that dish that you never told her that you didn't like because she thinks you like it, are you going to continue to eat it and lie and say that you don't like it, or are you going to eventually let her know that, you know what, having this leftover doo-doo dish that you made is really not working out for me, and I really need to make the confession.
I'll have to say something, bro, because I like my food, bro. I mean, I'll find a creative way to say something. And hey, hell, I'm working 16 hours, driving 2 hours, come home with some crap on the table.
Okay, forget the food. What about you boxing them tidy whities? Are you going to keep wearing them damn things? Your nuts are screaming for relief.
I can't.
You know what, damn it?
I just can't right now.
I'm riding with it. I'm riding with it. Hello!
No, and that's it. I got a question.
Okay, who you asking a question to?
All right, both of the ladies. I'm fine with that. I'll start with you, Tony. Is there an exception to this rule that we're talking about? If you're gonna say no, you don't like it, is it an exception for like a card or something? Can you just keep a card and say, I don't really like this, and don't share it? Will that really be harmful to you, or is it just things that can potentially be repetitive that will really irk you that you have to say something? Is there an exception to your rule or your thought process?
No, it's...
Or is it everything? Everything is going to say, I don't like it. If you don't like it, you just
everything,
don't like it.
My facial expression, my body expression, you'll probably get a hot dog messing with me. Like, I don't like
okay.
it.
Okay, cool.
I don't like it. I'm just, you know, let me explain something to you. And I don't want nobody to think I'm vain. I'm not vain. I'm not vain. I am not vain. And Nats can tell you I am not vain.
But, Tony, you don't have to explain yourself to the masses. They don't get it. Fuck them.
Well, I couldn't give it. I wouldn't give a damn about the masses.
Okay, so then. Right,
so.
Let me say this. Let me just say this. And I don't want anybody to think I would take it, but I wouldn't wear it. I wouldn't. It'd probably sit in the corner.
I said, is there exceptions? You keep going.
There
back
is no exception. No, it is certain exceptions. All right. If it's my nephews or something, I'm going to accept it. But, I mean, if it's somebody that's been with me and know me, you should know me by now.
It's a no then.
I'm
it's
not going to take that.
It's a no then. Sig, what you got?
I got some exceptions.
You
I'm going to come to the conclusion.
What are your exceptions?
If you keep buying me the damn gift, I mean, I came to the conclusion, of course, after we divorced, because he still buys me gifts, that this fool was going to keep buying me gold.
Okay.
So I'll make some sex and go, this is him. No, actually, I like silver. I'm like, this is him. Okay, I'm going to accept it because this is him. This is what he's going to do, and that's fine. I'm going to accept him as him and keep him moving. Am I going to wear them? Yes. I hate them, but I'm going to wear them. And people say, oh, where you get those gold earrings from? My dumbass ex. That's just me.
Okay.
That's just
all
me.
Right. But I'm saying, as far as when I say exceptions, are there things that you won't make a big deal about, or it's not necessary to tell them that you don't like it? Like I said, like a card or even some roses. I mean, they're flowers. I'm not sure how people value the type of flower or what have you that they
I hate
that they're given.
I hate
you
live
hate them?
Flowers.
Okay.
I hate live flowers. Everybody don't know that. So if you bring me a live flower and you don't know it, I'm gonna take.
No,
I'm gonna accept the flowers.
I hate them too.
Okay.
I don't like live flowers neither.
Because
I don't have a green thumb, and I can't keep them alive. And
we can't do that. We got 2 minutes left. Nas, what do you think? If is there anything like an extra step that someone, even though some people might feel that, that's too much, but is there anything that you might feel that somebody should do just to make sure that you're not just trying to prevent an argument or anything like that, to make you feel comfortable enough to say, hey, if you don't like it, just let me know. is there something that you think that people might want to consider in the future when he provides or presents you with something, maybe a receipt, a return receipt or something? to let you know that that it's okay to say that you don't like it, or it's just it is what it is, and you're just going to try to keep the peace for the most part.
I'm going to keep the peace for the most part because, you know, my love and my care for my lady, I'm going to do what it takes to keep her happy. I mean, if that keeps the peace for me to wear some tidy whities, you know, I mean, you know, I could change the year later. But, you know,
I'm going to be screaming and you're never going to have no more kids. Good Lord.
I don't have no more kids.
Okay, then you good.
Well, to wrap up to the root of it today, basically in the end, keep in mind that you when you provide something for someone, especially if it's new, they might not necessarily like it. So you might want to provide them with a way to be comfortable enough to share what it is that they their feelings or what have you, so that they're not nervous about being truthful with you, because in the end, this is going to be your relationship. So you don't want to have a relationship where you don't feel, your partner doesn't feel like they can be open and honest with you because they're scared of your response. Also, you should find truth in your relationships, period. So if you don't like something, you should be honest enough, because, for one, if you're not honest, more than likely you're going to continue to get whatever it is that you received over and over and over and over again until you finally decide to make a decision. As far as where I stand, as far as this topic is concerned, I am always honest, even on the smallest things, because I'm thinking about the future as opposed to the actual situation currently. So if you give me a terrible meal, I might ask you, what were you thinking? Did you follow the instructions the way that it was supposed to be followed? Because this just is not turning right. Are you tasting this? Are your sinuses bad? I might make a little statements like that, and we're going to go from there. But in the end, I'd rather, this is my approach, I'd rather hurt your feelings for a short period of time than to grow resentment and actually have a war going on against you in my mind for because you continuously keep doing something that I don't like, but it's my fault that I never shared about. So in the end, that's the end of to the root of it. I hope you got to see both sides and can appreciate and learn from it and grow from it. And until next week, I appreciate you all. Love each and every one of y'all. Appreciate your ears, minds, and heart. Take
care. Enjoy the baby. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Live without the mind. This bastard thing just waiting.
Everyone, God bless all of you.
For a while, let him sweat on.
Yo, we gotta talk.
Hold on.
Basically, communication starts with self-first. You have to first know yourself and figure out the process of learning how to understand you.
What are you?
I'm complicated.
You know, I just came to check up on you.
The radio show called To the Root of It.
This is my
this my passion.